So I think what I'll do is invite everyone to close their eyes and feel, sense, imagine, or think about something that you would like to manifest in the year ahead. Think about the area of health for yourself. And is there an area of health that you see a potential manifestation of? And as you feel into that potential, the manifestation of as though you've already got it, what are the signals in your body telling you how you feel about that? Are you being pulled towards it magnetically, where you get a very strong, yes, this is exactly what I want for my health? And as you tune into the area of relationships for your life, think about one relationship you'd like to enhance or create. What is it that would just give you that incredible joy factor, as though it's already manifest and made here? And you don't have to put out an intent, just connect with the one that gives you that delicious, yummy, yes, it's already here feeling. And then as you look at the area of abundance in your life, and not just money, money's just an exchange of energy, but abundance for always having your needs met. What are the potentials for this year of the need that you have that you feel so joyful in having that met and already achieved? And what does that feel like for you? And then let's connect in to the all-permeating realm of the Creator and your guides, and what you want to deepen and enhance and connect with even more in this year. What is it you'd like to manifest into the here and now? And how does it make you feel? Does it give you joy and make you come alive? And I now have such great joy of the thing that I'd like to manifest, and that is to hear the beauty and the wisdom and the loving teachings and messages that come through these beautiful channels from both Kryon and Adirondack.
Greetings, dear ones. I am Kryon of Magnetic Service. And so it is the beginning of the year. And I will say something I have said before, summarizing some past channels even of this last year. This beginning of the year for you, this auspicious time when you look forward to new things, it doesn't work that way on the other side of the veil. So you have segmented your life and expect then messages at calendar dates. And that's not the way the energy works on the planet. And yet, for years, we have gone with this with you. And we will yet again. The last 2 years, we have given you the same name, the same word, the same energy. What's going to happen this year? You ask last year and the year before, and we said, it's going to be the year of revelation. And then we said it again, the year of revelation. And some of you said, well, you can't do that twice because it doesn't fit in the boxes. You said, no, you have to have something new. Well, you just got to see 2 years which were very similar, didn't you? The 2 years of revelation. What was revealed? Well, that's where it gets a little complicated, because when we say we're going to have a year of revelation, you want angels to come down and reveal the gifts of spirit. Who thought war would be revealed? And in the war, what is actually being revealed? And the answer is this. What is being revealed and what has been in these last 2 years is exactly what I prophesied to you some time ago. When I said, when you start to shine light on this earth, there will be reaction. There will be those who don't want it. There will be those who pull you backwards, and they will try to create what was. Do you see any of that? Do you see any efforts to pull you back into an old energy in so many layers, in so many ways? And the answer is yes. In fact, that's all you see. So what has been revealed to you is what I told you. I said, look for those who want to rekindle an older energy that you don't want any part of. And they're going to try. And they're going to be here. And they'll do their best. And some of them are not subtle. Some of them are world leaders. And you got to see it in so many layers. Things are changing, and they're not going to change this month, maybe not even next month. Perhaps when I sit before you next year, I'll give you the same word again, and there will be objections again. But I'm going to tell you what the energy is, whether it's going to be slow or fast. Wouldn't you love to hear that this particular year, 2023, it's going to be about solution? Well, I'm not going to give that word, because that's going to come later. What happens when you have an experience, a close call, a sickness, or a healing? What happens next after that? The answer? Recovery. And that's the word I'm going to use. You are starting to recover from the revelations that don't suit you. Now, recovery is a very positive idea and a very positive thing. You recover from things that didn't work, and that means you go into things that will work. You recover from things that were horrible and awful, and in that recovery, you get well. There are so many layers to recover. But that is what you're headed for. There'll be some things happen you don't expect in that recovery regarding the war. You'll see. Some things you don't expect regarding those involved in that war. You'll see. In the field, there are so many things working right now that are unexpected that will put you into recovery. When you go through an illness, we're going to call that illness the old energy. And it starts then to revamp itself, to reveal itself, to heal itself. And you get to that place when you can say, I'm no longer sick. I am recovering. That is the state of this planet as light gets shined on to things. Now, make no mistake. There will be some new things that are going to be ugly, and they're all part of the scenario I gave you on Revelation. You see how these things, they have to mix. They're not hard line changes from one energy to another, and that's what we wanted to tell you. But in general, recovery will be the operative word. Dear ones, I'm in love with humanity. I have told you this shift was coming for so many years. And here it is, and you're in the middle of it, and you're seeing some marvelous things take place. New ways of doing things, things being cleaned up, and a lot of recovery. Continue this. I'm crying in love with humanity. And so it is.
Ah, so it is good day to you, 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 and good day to you. It is so good to see each of you on this day, 1-1-2023, eh? We did not think that would ever come, eh? And here it is, bright and beautiful. It all adds up to a 9. Yes, as our dear friend Crayon says, we are ending that cycle. We are connecting in new ways. It is a time of recovery, a time of revelation, a time of acknowledgement. And we would put one more R in there, a recovery, revelation, and revolution. Not that you are revolting against things, but revolution in the way that change is occurring. And with that revolution, that change is occurring, to know that the nine is about putting away those old avenues, those old habits, those old frequencies, those old energies, those old, you know, that old sweater that you have in your closet that you just love and it is all so good and it's got the holes in it. Put it away. No one wants to see it any longer. Understand that there's a brand new sweater coming your way, a brand new energy that you have stepped into. It is, we know that it feels a bit like, you know, when a child jumps in the middle of a puddle of water and the water goes psh all over and you want to just walk into the puddle of water and let it seep into your shoes. Well, it is too late from that. You are in the puddle, already jumped, and everything has come out. So understand that in that energy and in that frequency, so Marilyn said, don't touch the stick. So in that frequency, as you are moving forward, what is happening is the recovery mode. You are acknowledging that energy. You are acknowledging it. You are sort of putting it away. And the concern is that you cannot see beyond. You cannot see 1 year, 2 year, 3 year in the future because everybody and their brother and their sister and their aunt and their uncle and their cousin and their mother and the father and the stepmother and the stepfather, they all have a new prediction. But there's only one that you get the opportunity to really pay attention to. And you've just heard it. So understand that you are a part of this divine plan. You are the essence of this plan. You are the acknowledgement and the understanding and the exploration of new ways to do things. So understand that when you have this new way to do this, when you have this frequency and you have no instruction manual, it's sort of like, so you're going to go camping, yes, huh? And you go camping and you go buy a tent, one of those little tents with all those metal things that are coming up and holding the tent up and everything is perfect and you open up the bag of tent because you didn't open it up ahead of time because you knew how to put together a tent. That could have been an error because you didn't look at it before you got in the middle of the wilderness and you opened up the tent and you realize that the instructions are in Japanese. And you do not speak Japanese at this point. So you start to channel your inner Japan person and see if you can figure it out. And you do. And then you realize that there's one stake. You know, those things that go along the edge of the tent that actually hold the side up is missing. Huh? And that is sort of what this new energy is. You will feel like you have a missing part. So as we mentioned earlier, you are the Boy Scout and the Girl Scout. Be prepared, yes? So instead of freaking out and think, oh, the store, oh, how could they do this? Oh, the energy, I can't read the instructions. I've got to channel someone to get the instructions out in that energy. How can that be? Instead, sit. Sit in the stillness and look at your beautiful tent. And then look around to see what you have that you have available to you that's long and narrow. Well, you're in the woods, so you've got to have trees there. And probably one tree just dropped a branch right where you could locate it to use it to hold the tent up instead of what you expected was a metal pole. That is how the new energy is. So we ask you not to enter into this new frequency, this new world, this new year, which is a 7 year, and sit down and analyze everything that did not happen, because that is what a 7 is. But to remember that the 7 for this entire year is the most spiritual of all the numbers. It is out of balance, yes, because the 7 has a flat top and then it's got a little angle coming down with the stand with no visible signs of foundation. And yet it still stands upright and it looks forward in that energy. And it looks forward to see what is possible. And then it analyzes, but it can check in, but it's still connected to the crown. That's where the corner is on that 7. And the 7 is understanding. The 7 is connecting. That's where that revolution, you have a revolution of thought. To realize that what was is no longer. What is an adventure. And in that capacity to know that everything that is coming in is still perfect divine order. Everything that that frequency is acknowledging is still in divine order. So as the war is coming in the energy, you've already heard it. It is not what you expect it to be, which is true. Your family is not what you expect it to be. So remember, if you have expectations, well, stop that. Just stop that, because your expectations are going to be disappointed. Because nothing is as it seems to be. Huh? In that energy, who would have ever thought that you have a stick that can easily be whittled down because you were prepared and you got a knife in your pocket to make sure that it's going to fit into that little realm in the tent? Understand that in this frequency of the air, this frequency of the energy, you are ending a cycle of not knowing. That is why the Chrysalis Academy, the Lemurian Teaching Wheel, the Channeler's Method, the Channeler's Academy, the How to Channel, blah, blah, all those are teaching you, dearest beings of light, how to get your own answers. How to understand that you are the answer that you have been looking for. Set your intention. Set your frequency. Set your knowledge. And understand that it is not what you expect it to be. You are ending that cycle. This is a 9 today. You are ending that cycle of believing that things are a certain way. That just because you buy a tent does not mean that it's going to have all of its parts. That does not mean that it's going to have the correct instructions. But as you sit in the stillness, as you sit in the stillness and listen, you will receive everything that is necessary. You will receive the answer. You will receive the guidance. You will receive the parts. You will receive the frequency. You will receive that intention that you set out. That is why if your intention says, oh, I can't put this tent together because I can't even read the instructions and there's no pole, you are right. And you know what we're going to say. If you sit in the stillness and you think, well, what else could I use for a pole? And I can channel that Japanese person that wrote these instructions. I know I can. You will. The revolution is about recovering your revelation. It is about acknowledging that frequency of this new world, which is so exciting. Such an adventure, eh? And to know that in that adventure, sometimes you might teeter off a little bit. Sometimes you might run into a missing tent pole. Sometimes you might run into something else that doesn't necessarily, at the point of your expectation, feel like it serves your greater good. That is why we say it, let go of your expectation. Because, dearest beings of light, you see your energy, as we have said over and over and over for the last 23, 24 years now, you are the next evolutionary step. You are the next revolutionary step to acknowledge the change, to return to love. That love frequency will carry you through those times that are difficult. That love frequency itself is changing and is accessible. For you are ending a cycle to be without that love, possibly, which means you are opening the cycle of being with that love. You are stepping in to infinite love of all of humanity, not to just one part, not just one color, not just one belief system, but all of humanity. And when you can love even those beings that seem to be making decisions that are affecting your life in a negative way, notice that we said seem to be. That goes back to that expectation. You are the next evolutionary, revolutionary recovery person of this world. Recovering who you were. Going back to your time in Lemuria. Going back to your time in Atlantis. Going back to your time before you were there. And as you do, you will remember. You will remember and be who you are in this year. And we know that it may take a year or two or three. So be patient with yourself. Be patient with who you are. A magnificent being of light. To be here on this planet again, in this massive time of change. Yes, remember what it was like to play in that puddle of water. That's your frequency. Remember with glee how big it splashed with your intention, with your boot. It is time for that splash of joy. It is time now. So we ask you to acknowledge that seven this year. Find your balance. Find your area and jump into that puddle. And bring your tent with you, huh? Ah, we love you so much. It is so good to see you, see you, see you. In person. or somewhat. Ah, we love each of you. We see you. We know you. We are you. And for the moment, we bid you namaste. Mm. Namaste. Mm-hmm.